Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live. Call in, talk about whatever's on your mind. It's Mark with you.
Jesus Mountaineer.
And Melanie.
Kicking off the third hour. Telephone number is 603-283-6160. It's 603-283-6160. You can call in and talk about whatever's on your mind. That's what we do here on Free Talk Live.
And I had a quick comment about the article, Everyone is a Libertarian at the End of a Pandemic. It seems to me that until you get a bunch more libertarians, there's not going to be an end of this pandemic.
Yeah. Who knows? Just going to keep on going on. Is the government going to release power? When's it done that?
Not so much ever.
Well, the judicial system seems to be rolling back lockdowns and things like that, but that's about it right now. You know, no one seems to care about masks. There you go.
And I do think that the bits of power that they're rolling back now, I mean, it's like a run up to a jump.
Yeah.
I mean, they're pulling the fist back.
Right.
Is what I think. Like they're, oh no, we'll pull back. We'll pull back. And then, oh no, there's this new variant. Oh, it's that darn P1 out of Brazil or whatever it's going to be. And oh, this new variant. Oh, we've just got to lock you down harder than we've ever imagined before.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. And what do you do? I mean, at this point, there seems to be some level of precedent for it. Right. Lockdown without habeas corpus, house arrest without habeas corpus. No charges filed.
Yeah. How's that for due process? Lockdown the entire country with no charges.
This article from fee.org on passports, it sort of illustrates all of this, is that we were talking about passports and how they were supposed to be temporary. The first passport conference was held in Paris in 1920 under the auspices of the League of Nations, the predecessor of the United Nations. Part of the Committee on Communication and Transit's aim was to restore the pre-war regime of freedom of movement. Indeed, for much of the 19th century, as a International Labor Organization report stated in 1922, migration was, generally speaking, unhindered, and each immigrant could decide on the time of his departure, his arrival, or his return to suit his own convenience. But World War I brought harsh restrictions on freedom of movement. In 1914, warring states of France, Germany, and Italy were the first to make passports mandatory, a measure rapidly followed by others, including the neutral states of Spain, Denmark, Switzerland. At the end of the war, the regime of obligatory passports was widespread. The 1919 Treaty of Versailles, which established the League of Nations, stipulated that a member states commit to secure and maintain freedom of communications and of transit. So there it was. It was supposed to end it.
And maintaining the freedom of transit.
Yep.
You know, this seems to be not what's happening.
No, it's not. Let's go to David calling in from New Mexico. David, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, you might want to interject the concept of a rebuttable. Let me come back to that. Under the heading that New Mexico has been stated to be the most corrupt state in the nation by the FBI, under that heading, consider this, that it's been alleged by greater people than myself that New Mexico is used as a test bed by government in general, but especially the left side of the government, to see what they can get away with on the population. And if you watch the politics of New Mexico, you can see how that works, you know, like with New Mexico being one of the most restricted states regarding this recent round of virus stuff.
And so what do you think is coming down the pipe for the rest of us?
But I don't know. That's not the direction I want to go with the call. I'm giving you the heading to consider this stuff because people are bored by this because it doesn't pertain to them. And what I want to point out is that it actually does pertain to you because New Mexico is like the canary in the coal mine because of the demographics and the structure here. New Mexico is basically a third world country. Even the locals say that. And so they can get away with inflicting on this population what they may not be able to get away with in a more savvy state, put it that way.
Okay.
And hence the problems that I'm suffering from, that nobody cares about those things, but they might care if they look at it as a canary in the coal mine. And the government media complex that I said to you, Mark, I allege that, and who would argue it, when I talk about a local radio station and our local government, nobody cares. But if I talk about the national media, you know, the big three or four or five or whatever they are, however you want to count them, and our federal government, then people readily admit that exists, that there's a racketeering going on between them. There's a conspiracy type thing, and they use things like this virus, et cetera, et cetera. And one of the things that, my policy is if somebody tries to shut down my voice in their forum, then you leave me no choice but to talk about you in a different forum. And one of the things in this model of New Mexico, this racketeering that's going on with the media players and the government players, there's been a recent flip in the main radio station in the state of New Mexico, the KKOB. It used to be mostly a conservative station, like 90% conservative. Now it's like 70% leftist. And that all flipped in the last couple of years here.
Yeah, I feel like that's happened to me, too. I've been a longtime listener of local talk, and that included NPR here in Keene, New Hampshire. But now I can't. Now it's complete. All of it is just completely unlistenable. It's all just
right. Turned
into a bunch of finger wagging at people. I mean, it's just amazing.
Well, it strikes me as absolutely similar to the circumstance of the USSR, where, I mean, in their culture, there was this massive shift where absolutely everything that you could see or hear was based on the bourgeoisie and the proletariat, and we are the oppressed, and they are the oppressors, and we are creating this utopia. And here it's the same thing where it's sort of kept on the down low that we're trying to create a utopia, but it's very, very prevalent that, okay, this is the oppressor class, you know, especially white males. I mean, that is the oppressor class. And all of these minorities, even if they're not minorities, such as women who are over 50% of the population, but all of these are the oppressed classes. And it's the rhetoric of collectivism that you would expect in a closing society.
Right. And besides the fact that it's been all about class for a long time, and this is just another way for the wealthy to sideline and make people forget about, you know, their class. It's all about whether or not, how racist are you? You know, everybody's got to be super racist so we can find out who the racists are.
Well, the very last thing that they want is for white and black extremists to come together against the people that are making them all poor and sick.
Yeah, right.
Right. So they got to use the wealthy. Their main enemy is, you know, to shorten it up, would be the middle class. And so in order for the wealthy to combat the middle class that don't want to be ruled by the wealthy, one percenters, whatever, they try to create a conflict where the have nots attack the middle class.
Yeah.
And that's what's going on. But in the local case, you know, in on a micro level, one of the recent things that they did to me was I spent years getting my voice, getting it so I could be heard on this venue, this KKOB again. And then they recently shut me out again over something that I said. They were discussing a bill that was trying to be passed into law in the state of New Mexico, a right to die kind of bill, a assisted suicide thing. And they were promoting the fact that Judge Elizabeth Whitefield it's named for her, the Judge Elizabeth Whitefield Memorial Right to Die, whatever, because she recently died of cancer.
Mm-hmm.
Well, coincidentally, Judge Elizabeth Whitefield also happens to be a woman who signed an order that gives no reason why, but completely blocks me from entering our local courthouse with no reason given.
How
and you're running out of time, so I'll have to conclude that another time.
Indeed. How in the world can they keep you out of the courthouse? They did it to Ian at one point, too. Thank you for the call, David.
And he's definitely right about targeting the middle class.
He beat it.
The kulaks, not the commissars.
603-283-6160. 603-283-6160. Free Talk Live.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live. Call in, talk about whatever's on your mind. I'll give you the number so you can do it. 603-283-6160. It's Mark with you.
Bigless Mountaineer.
And Melanie.
603-283-6160. Got this article from the Foundation for Economic Education, and it's not a new article. It's an old one, but it's explaining how passports were temporary back in, you know, the 19 teens and 1920s. And I think it's instructive because we're talking about passports now, the COVID-19 passports. Does anyone think these things are going to be temporary? I don't know that anybody's even talking about them as temporary. I think that they're probably going to be here forever, and or at least as long as we put up with it.
Good thing I know, like, programmers. I'd be like, Bob, you need to hurry up and learn programming really quick, hack into here and make me one.
Yeah, there was a little bit of a firestorm on Twitter when the Kentucky Libertarian Party mentioned something along the lines of, oh, COVID passports, are those going to be yellow and shaped like the Star of David?
Hmm.
And sewn onto our clothes, maybe?
Okay, you're not allowed to tell me I'm being extreme ever again.
You know, I mean, okay, when you have specifically stated, okay, the government is allowed to determine at any point in time what the contents of my body are, and if they don't like the contents of my body, I can be refused X, Y, and Z. Like, okay, you are property.
It's even worse is because you're right. There have been, you know, when we're talking about genocides, you're talking about genetics. This is a experimental gene therapy. This is literally get a change your genetics or don't travel. And, you know.
And this is a potential literal genocide, as in this genomic expression will cease to exist on the planet Earth.
Which genomic expression?
So right now you have receptor sites that are of the particular shape that they are.
Yeah.
Now, granted, it's all for the common good, I'm sure, but they are going to remove your genetic ability to make receptor sites in that way.
That's it.
Okay, so there's things that I would CRISPR out of myself right now if they let me.
Oh, yeah. CRISPR is a technology that allows you to change genes.
I am all for you getting rid of whichever genes you feel like getting rid of.
If there's a gene that doesn't, or it's not even a whole gene, it's a part, one conclusion of a particular gene that all it does is make you susceptible to a harmful virus, I'm not going to call that a genocide. I also don't trust that that's all they're doing. But saying, okay, no one can get sick from X anymore, that's not genocide, if in fact that is the case.
Well, what I would say is that I don't trust the press anymore to ask tough questions of Democratic regimes. If there's a Democrat in office, they are not going to ask a hard question anymore. And, you know, right now they're going after Hunter Biden a little bit, but they're not going to do anything to him. I mean, I'm sorry, it's over. As far as I'm concerned, this once great country that is the United States it's just gone over the cliff. And we're just, at this point, don't even know that that's the case.
Well, and that's the thing. This is just the beginning. I mean, if you think that this is the only thing that they're going to mandate for this passport, I'm sorry. I have another lesson coming from history that they never do that.
Yeah. Well, what are they going to do with people who have lived in countries for a long time? You know, like, there's people out there that have to come back to the United States, you know, every 10 years to get their passport renewed or something. What's going to happen to those people? They live, they work, they have families in other countries. I don't even know. And this true for other countries, too.
That's not really an open question. There's rules for right now what you have to do to get on an airplane. And if you show up to the airport and they're like, take your clothes off, and you're like, no, then you don't get on the airplane.
It's true.
And one thing to keep in mind is that every time that you go mucking around with these things, there are always unintended consequences.
Right. We haven't had enough time to really see how this is going to work or anything like that. Look, I don't know. I'm not saying that this experimental gene therapy is terrible. I don't know. Best I can tell, people aren't dying from it. They're getting sick, and they're getting better, and that sort of thing. But I don't think anybody should have mandatory medical procedures.
And I mean,
it never goes well.
And even this one, like, it may very well be that you find out, you know, years down the line that, oh, turns out you actually need those receptor sites to make your kidneys run.
Or something. Yeah.
And if it's not this one, it'll be the next one.
Let's go on here with the fee article about passports. Fences are easier to build than to dismantle. The 1920 Paris Conference recognized that restrictions on freedom of movement affect personal relations between the peoples of various countries and constitute a serious obstacle to the resumption of normal intercourse and to the economic recovery of the world. So what they're saying is that we've all become less interrelated since World War One, because... And it seems to be true. You know, I mean, the Germans were coming over hand over fist to the United States, the 1880s, 1890s, 1910s, and, you know, not so much anymore. But its delegates also assumed that security concerns prevented, for the time being, the total abolition of restrictions and the complete return to pre-war conditions, which the conference hopes, nevertheless, to see gradually reestablished in the near future. This was the near future in 1920.
Almost like they established a new normal of the time.
Right. To facilitate freedom of movement, participants agreed instead to establish a uniform international passport issued for a single journey or for a period of 2 years. This is how we ended up with the format for the passports we use today. Participants also decided to abolish exit visas and decrease the cost of entry visas. During the conference that followed, several resolutions again highlighted the goal of abolishing passports, but concluded that the time was not yet right. In 1924, the International Conference of Immigration in Rome maintained that the necessity of obtaining passports should be abolished as soon as possible, but in the meantime advocated other measures to facilitate travel. These measures included an increase in the number of offices delivering passports, allowing immigrants to save time and money. I wonder when they increased them to 10 years instead of two. It's a real benefit. And this leash is so much nicer than the old one.
Well, I'm sure we won't need to vaccinate for every disease, but in the meantime, we really need to get that National Guard out everywhere to get this vaccine everywhere.
Right. The day the National Guard was supposed to be retired from Washington, D.C., somebody attacks and kills a police officer. By the way, you're not going to hear much about that on the news, because it wasn't an angry white nationalist. It was, in fact, an angry black nationalist, Nation of Islam, as I understand it, which, you know, not the nicest organization from what I've seen.
Explains why I haven't heard of it.
Oh, you haven't heard of Nation of Islam?
No, of the attack.
Okay, yeah.
Oh, I have. I thought it was on the regular news.
It was, but not, you know, they're not digging into it for you. And it won't be trumpeted over and over and over again.
Well, you know the way
this
that
a hate crime?
Well, the way that you can tell a free and open society is how many soldiers they have in their capital.
Right. We'll go on with this article. 603-283-6160. 603-283-6160. Free Talk Live. Call in. Talk about whatever's on your mind.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store, or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly, right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Biden has been trying to sell his $2.25 trillion infrastructure plan to the country, though Republican lawmakers are against the large spending package. Many have said that the proposal contains too many items that have nothing to do with infrastructure. Senator Roy Blunt is calling on the administration to present a much smaller, targeted infrastructure plan. The Missouri Republican tells Fox News that the president would have bipartisan support for a plan that focuses on infrastructure and has a much smaller price tag.
I think it's a big mistake for the administration. They know I think it's a mistake, and I also think it would be an easy victory if we'd go back and look at roads and bridges and ports and airports and maybe even underground water systems and broadband. You'd still be talking about less than 30% of this entire package, and it's easily doable. 30%, I think.
This is USA Radio News. COVID cases are on the increase in several areas of the United States, rising overall by 19% over the last 2 weeks, even as the country is setting new records for vaccinations. But health experts are divided over whether a fourth wave of cases is on the horizon. Dr. Michael Osterholm believes a rise in cases in the upper Midwest is just the beginning. The director of the Center for Infectious Disease Research and Policy tells NBC's Meet the Press that we're just at the beginning of a fourth surge.
We have had, over the course of the past year, surges of cases that occur in the upper Midwest and the Northeast, and they subside, and we see big increases in cases through all the southern Sun Belt states, then it subsides in the Northeast and Midwest come back again, and we're now, I think, in that cycle where the upper Midwest is just now beginning to start this fourth surge, and I think it was a wake-up call to everyone yesterday when Michigan reported out 8,400 new cases, and we're now seeing increasing number of severe illnesses, ICU hospitalizations, and individuals who are between 30 and 50 years of age who have not been vaccinated.
This is USA Radio News.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. 603-283-6160. Mark with you.
Speakless Mountaineer.
And Melanie.
Talking about passports and how they were temporary back in the 20s. And the teens. 19s. Not 2020s, which we're in, but the 1920s. So here we go, going on. During the conference that followed, several resolutions again highlighted the goal of abolishing passports, but concluded that the time was not yet right. In 1924, the International Conference for Immigration in Rome maintained, I've already read this, in Geneva in 1926, Polish delegate, some guy named Frank, opened proceedings by bluntly asking the parties to adopt as a general rule that all states members of the League of Nations should abolish passports. At that time, passports and visas were still regarded as a serious obstacle to freedom of movement. As Mr. Junod from the International Chamber of Commerce. Could not the conference adopt a resolution contemplating the abolition of passports in the earliest possible date? Public opinion would regard this as a step in the right direction. But by then, most governments had already adopted the Uniform Passport, and some of them saw it as an important document that was meant to protect immigrants. As the Italian delegate, it's always to protect you. Always. As the Italian delegate reminded the conference that conditions had changed after the war, and the passport was particularly necessary as an identification document for workers and their families. It provided them with the protection they needed, enabled them to maintain permits of sojourn.
Kind of reminds me of the Social Security card, which will never be used as identification.
Right. Mine says that still.
Yeah. Yeah, it says it right on there. Don't use this as identification.
And then the government uses it over and over, and the banks, but I repeat myself, use it over and over again as identification. I mean, you know, if they're trying to figure out what my account number is, they may ask me my name, but they're certainly going to ask me the last four of my SOCH. So.
Yeah, it's it is amazing the lengths that they keep having to go to for your protection. I mean, we spy on you, but only for your protection. We track every move you make, but, you know, it's for your own good. We, you know, restrict you from doing things we don't like because we just don't trust you to make wise decisions.
Another delegate alluded to the Soviet Union when he refused to restore the pre-war regime. He said conditions had changed so much since the war that everyone had to take into consideration a good many things they could not formally ignore. Discussions about passport abolition resumed after World War II. In 1947, the first problem considered at an expert meeting preparing for the UN World Conference on Passport and Frontier Formalities was the possibility of a return to the regime which existed before 1914, involving a general rule, the abolition of any requirement that travelers should carry passports.
Well, it seems to me that these are dire warnings as to the possibility of returning to the old normal.
Right. I mean, if a COVID passport comes, don't expect it to go away in a couple of years. Okay, well, COVID's taken care of. Everybody's either had it or been vaccinated or something like that. Sorry.
Well, and okay, so they needed the passport for World War One, and then there was a movement to stop doing that. Oh, no, we need it for World War II.
We
need
it for the Soviets. And then we need it for World War II.
Been at war ever since, yep. And it's not like we'll ever get rid of microorganisms. So.
Right.
It's like, oh, well, it's that darn new strain. Well, we need the COVID passports to stay in place for that. Okay, well, now that we've all been vaccinated for that, can we get rid of them? Nah.
East Asia's always been at war with Eurasia.
Eurasia has always been our ally. East Asia has always been our enemy.
They're right. How it goes. But delegates ultimately decided that a return to a passport-free world could only happen alongside a return to the global conditions that prevailed before the start of the First World War. By 1947, that was a distant dream. The experts advised, instead of a series of bilateral and multilateral agreements, to attain this goal.
We still live in a dangerous world.
Yep, it's always going to be dangerous.
Because I keep selling them weapons.
Yeah, right. And they expect the COVID disease to mutate and mutate and mutate. The next mutation's
like
always going to be terrifying.
Do.
Right. World leaders were still talking about banning passports as late as 1963, when the UN Conference on International Travel and Tourism recognized the desirability from both economic and social point of progressively freer international travel. Once again, it was estimated that it is not feasible to recommend the abolition of passports in a worldwide basis. Now, neither the public nor governments consider a passport as a serious obstacle to freedom of movement, though many would-be travelers from Yemen, Afghanistan, or Somalia would no doubt argue differently. And that's the truth, is that most of the rules regarding passports these days are written by the United States Department of State, and they decide how things are going to go. And they certainly don't want you traveling too freely. I mean, you know, we've got a visa-free travel to many countries, and that certainly is nice, but imagine trying to get out of a country that's bad. People say, do it all the time, just leave. Well, it isn't that easy.
Can you believe that there used to be savages that had faces and determined what went into their bodies?
Yeah, right. Soon and very soon, we're not going to be able to show our mouths, and the passports are just going to keep on coming. So, I don't know. I think it's a great article, and it's very important for us to know that it's unlikely that this is going to be temporary. And I see how people are going to be, you know, like, hey, I just got to travel, so I'll go ahead and, you know, get the app or whatever. And maybe it won't be a passport in the same way that a passport's a passport. But if it's an app on your phone, does it really matter? If you've got to show, you know, your wellness, at every given point. How do you prove you're not sick? And these PCR tests are certainly not flawless. How many people have been stranded by a false positive PCR test? I don't have any idea, but I can't imagine it's good.
Well, and once these are instituted, it's just a matter of whatever the government feels like putting in your body that year.
Yeah.
And, oh, well, we've been tinkering, and we think that this will really just be an overall improvement to the human species. I'm sure that by changing you in this way, there won't be any other consequences, and it'll just be healthy for you.
Right. And then what are you going to do? You know, you're just going to take it, because that's how it goes.
And, I mean, we are seriously getting to the point where there are injections that you can design that will make it... I mean, you joked about, like, well, gee, I sure hope I have, you know, enough rage at wokeness. Well, we are getting to the point where we can design injections where you will never be angry again.
Yeah, they're tired of moving people around to get eugenics effects, so they'll just, you know, put it in a...
Sure. I mean, why would it be so much easier to get eugenic effects by just changing people's genetics?
I mean, it's expensive to airdrop Somalis into Manchester. You know, that costs money.
Yeah.
You know, so,
what if you got to feed them?
What if we just, you know, suppress those hormones that are apparently causing you to grow a brain?
And this is sort of an old complaint that the folks who complained about fluoride in the water. This is the sort of thing that they complained about for a very long time. Now, look, I don't know what fluoride in the water does, and I do know that I've lived in a community where they don't put fluoride in the water for a very long time. And so, you know, to me it looks very much like the rest of America. But nonetheless, the complaint that things shouldn't be introduced into your body you didn't ask for is valid.
And it certainly illustrates, whether you believe that it's harmful or not, that they are willing to do it anyway.
And also, dosage is a thing. So the fact that fluoride is a useful topical substance is not negated by the fact that it's a neurotoxin in unregulated consumed amounts.
Right.
And unregulated, undosed, I mean.
Right. You don't know how many glasses of water a given person's going to have in a week.
You mean I should quit drinking sunscreen?
The number, 603-283-6160. Free Talk Live.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, final segment. The number, 603-283-6160. It's Mark with you.
Peakless Mountaineer.
And Melanie.
Melanie, here's an article that probably doesn't concern the largest segment of the population, but it is kind of important. So there's a right, as somebody accused, and it could be you any day, believe me. I figured it out now, because Ian is sitting there, accused, our main host here, and you can support him and all the rest at thecrypto6.com, the grandmother, the trans woman, the whole shtick. You can go there to thecrypto6.com and support them. But there's supposed to be this immutable right of convict, somebody who's accused, to be able to talk to their attorney. And they're not supposed to be listened to.
So, and this is from June of last year.
Mm-hmm.
Securus, which is one of these prison phone companies, because you don't get to get T-Mobile or AT&T or whatever, Sprint in prison. You have to use the prison phone company. And so remember back like 15 years ago when you had to like pay per text and they had long distance? Well, that's still the case.
Yeah,
in prison.
And they get, right, I mean, you know, basically the fees are ridiculous and they're, you know, milking these people and their families, the least among us, those who are most vulnerable.
Yeah, like I'm paying 25 cents per basically text with the 1,000 character limits plus fees for adding money on there. And then for the phone, I think they're paying like $1 a minute.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, it turns out it's real hard to change your long-distance carrier in jail.
There's also a $3 transaction fee. So if you just do the transaction, one transaction, so you just answer a phone call, then it's $3. But if you go and put $50 on the account, then it's $3 for that transaction. And you can get several of them at a little lower price. But I'll point out that now, for whatever reason, my business partner, Ian Freeman, cannot send... gonna call me.
They go keep that money though.
Right. I put $50 on there, and they're gonna keep the money, and I can't talk to them. I don't know why. No answer. Must have made them mad. Well, by the way, interestingly, he put an sort of a inmate request in, dispute as to why he couldn't talk to me. The dispute disappeared off their system. Just poof.
Wow.
We don't answer that. So.
Yeah. Securus quietly settles lawsuit over illegally spying on inmate attorney conversations. This is TechDirt. They say, we've noted repeatedly how Interstate Inmate Calling Service, ICS, and it's in-state too. So if I call from, these people who I'm talking to are not that far away.
Right.
They're in-state. So, and this is the same. This is actually the company that the phone that I use covers. It's not the company that I text that I use covers.
So when it comes to them listening in on attorney-client communications, this is super bad.
And super illegal.
But are the counties that are involved in this and the bureaucrats and all that stuff, are they going to be in trouble, or is it just Securus?
Well, I mean, it's a good thing they weren't hired by the same people who were paying the prosecuting attorney.
Mm.
I mean, that would be kind of a problem, defending yourself and getting listened in on by the people who got hired by the people being paid by the same people who are prosecuting.
The jailers, the prosecutors, the judges, they're all paid by the same organization. I wonder how it's going to go.
Almost like they have a vested interest in you being in jail.
Yeah, well, it's gotten easier to get out on bond as time has gone by, but it was really bad when I was younger. Basically, a judge just said no, no matter what. And now they're, it's a magistrate saying basically no. And at the very least, we have some kind of rebuttal. And maybe this week we'll find out some good news, and Ian will get out.
And normal people probably have less of a hard time. Normal people, you probably don't actually get told that they're toys that look vaguely like a passport are the reason why they can't get bail. Yeah. I imagine that's...
This is the world passport that you're referring to. The world passport is, among other reasons, one of the reasons it was given by the magistrate as to why she couldn't let Ian out. Now, not only could he, I mean, he can turn in his government passport, no problem. He could turn in his world passport, but he could always just go get another. Of course, the world passport isn't going to get you anywhere, but nonetheless. So, I mean, basically she said, yeah, he could escape the United States with a rubber chicken.
Just this is an unregulated novelty.
Right.
So these phone companies have had a disturbingly cozy relationship with government, striking, or technically buying, monopoly deals.
Yep.
That let them charge inmate families $14 per minute. And that's also the case. So usually, I actually know people who are able to raise funds and even work from jail. That is wildly abnormal. Most people, the inmate's not the one paying for the call.
Yeah. Mostly not.
Worse, some ICS companies like Securus Technologies have been under fire for helping the government spy on privileged inmate attorney communications, information that was only revealed in 2015 after Securus was hacked. So, and they talk about this, I want to clarify, the hackers were not what accessed the attorney-client phone calls. The hackers accessed the records that showed that Securus was tapping into the
attorney. And it doesn't surprise me. They probably weren't doing anything with the recorded calls. It's just like it's easier to record everything and forget about the Constitution and stuff like that.
Well, it says for helping government.
Hard to tell, though, isn't it?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's not going to go well.
Well, you know, I've got this piece of information that's really valuable to a very particular person.
Yeah.
But I'm sure I won't do anything untoward with it.
Yeah, it's amazing all of the advantages the prosecution gets and none of the advantages that the defense gets. So, for instance, one of the things that baffles me about this particular case is that Ian Freeman had cryptocurrency prior to ever buying and selling Bitcoin Cash, whatever it was that he was doing. He had plenty of it. Mm. I mean, you know, Free Talk Live was accepting cryptocurrency for ad payments back in 2011. So that's it was a dollar back then. If somebody had a $200 bill, and we got 200 Bitcoins out of them. And it happened more than once. So he had plenty of Bitcoins. And it was, by the way, not his. We gave them all to the Shire Free Church at some point because, you know, that was a fairer way to distribute things, our good luck and all that stuff. And he, but they wanted his money that, you know, he wanted the church's money. We just want it. And whereas they've got all the money in the world to prosecute, nobody's going to say, sorry, guys, there's not enough funds for prosecution this month. You're just going to have to hold off. They're not going to do that. So they always have as much money as they need. They also take from you all the money you have, and then you're supposed to defend yourself. That's crazy. And it should be interesting to see how all of this plays out. I'm really hoping the best for it. But, you know, I look at Ross Ulbricht and the way that trial went, and it doesn't make me the most comfortable. Melanie, what do you think about Ian getting bail next week? You're the...
I'd be really surprised. He seems to be the one they want.
Yep.
And the prosecutor only asked for Ian and Rich to be held. They right. didn't dispute releasing the others. I don't see it happening.
Yes.
Why do you think it was Ian and Rich? Because they were non-cooperative with...
feel like I should... I don't know if...
I got a couple thoughts on that.
I don't know if you have any insight on that or not, but I don't feel like that's something I should...
So I think, like I said earlier, I think we are at an absolutely pivotal moment for our civilization. Like this COVID passport and the gun ban that is coming after it, like this is it, guys. And here are two voices that could reach out to people effectively and make friendships and encourage people to disobey their owners. And they wanted to silence those voices as effectively as they possibly could, and they're going to hold on to them, I think, and keep them silent until this COVID passport becomes just as accepted as the ordinary passport.
I can't remember what the name of the guy who runs the Boston office is. I always forget it. People say it, and I'm like, oh, yeah, that guy.
They had said on the radio the other day it was Phil Christiana, and I looked that up, and that's not what the Boston FBI page website says.
Okay. So, there's been a long relationship with activists here in town and Phil Christiana. So maybe it was that...
Yeah, he just won't go away. He was probably there, but...
Says, I want those two. You know, because those two, made him angry, whereas the others didn't.
That might be his hobby more than his job.
Indeed. Nothing like a law enforcement officer with a vendetta. Check us out on the website, freetalklive.com. We'll catch you in the meantime here. Free Talk Live.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system.
Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around a dollar a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.